Hi, good evening. My name is Christine, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Christine.
I wanted to start off by thanking Mark for inviting Astrid and I to come speak tonight. And thank you, Astrid, for asking me to be your 10-minute speaker. I'll try not to go over. let's see. Today for me is a tough day because it's Day of the Dead, and my husband passed away about a year and a half ago. So this altar is really beautiful, you know, to see this here. And it's been tough for me being in grief and being in alcoholism, because just because I don't drink anymore, it doesn't mean that I'm well or that I'm cured, or just because I come to meetings doesn't mean that everything's going to be good in my life, you know. Every day, I look at the first three steps that I have to practice for myself. You know, I admitted that we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable. So what is this unmanageability? Is now that I don't drink, it's my mind, it's my thoughts that surf inside my mind. And if I'm not aware that these thoughts are lying to me, that these thoughts are telling me untruths, I'll believe it. Have you ever caught yourself thinking about something like, oh, they don't like me, or they're talking about me, or I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I'm good enough to be up here, you know. I don't think everybody can see through me, that I'm not a good speaker, or that, you know, I'm nervous, or, and everyone's judging me, but what am I doing? And I'm looking out there judging too. And these kind of things are what destroys me on the inside. My ego perpetuates me, if I'm not careful, to believe whatever my mind tells me. With great authority, it talks to me. But the evidence, I don't have any evidence of anything. So that's where my problems come in. So that is where I learned in AA that I need to reach for a big God. I need to grow a huge God to help me with these problems, because no human power can help me, really. All the meetings in the world, all the sponsors in the world, if I'm not willing to turn this over to my higher power and to make a change inside myself so that I can live in peace. I want peace in my life. I want peace in my mind. I don't want confusion. I don't want to believe my own stories. There has to be a time that comes during the day that I need to search for this, for assistance, for help from my higher power. So in doing that, I came to believe that a higher power greater than myself could pull me through this. Okay, so let's see. God, can you please help me with my thoughts? God, can you please direct me today? Help me not to hate. Help me not to be fearful. I live in a lot of fear, especially since my husband died. I mean, it can derail me at any moment. If I'm not aware and I'm not talking to the power, it will derail me. And that's where the third step comes in for me, is that I made that decision every day, maybe every 5 minutes, you know, to turn my life over to the care of God as I understand him. This is something that I need to do on my own. Without that, I'm not going to be able to have any good, you know, any good thoughts. I'm going to believe that everything is going to be bad for me. Everyone that I love, they're all going to die. You know, my head gives me all kinds of things, all kinds of thoughts to have. And it's really painful when you live in that and you believe yourself. So I have to reach out to the Creator every day, every morning, and ask him, please, you know, help, just come into my mind, come into my life, come into my heart. Help me to see things that are more positive. Because especially with my husband dying, you know, I was on the ground, on my face on the ground every morning, you know, trying to go to work, having a really hard time doing it. And without a big God, I wouldn't have been able to pull through that. You know, I wouldn't have been able to, you know. And that's a challenge that I have every day, you know, is that my mind may tell me some lies about what's going to happen. You know, I future surf all the time. I don't see how anything good is going to come of my life. My husband's gone now. Who do I have? I'm going to die alone. All these things, you know, you're going to grow old, get ugly, get fat. All these things in my head that are going on all the time, constantly. So it's up to me to be awake for this thought, and it's up to me to turn this thought over. It's up to me to trust this God. You know, one thing I want to have always is faith, love, and hope. No matter what happens in my life, no matter how the path leads, who lives, who dies, where's my faith? Is there a God or isn't there a God? It's my decision, and it's my choice. And it's my choice to listen to that horrible speech in my head that tries to pull me out. There's a psychologist called Dr. Tebow, or psychiatrist. He was on the board for Alcoholics Anonymous, and he came up with these certain characteristics that I definitely carry. You know, it's grandiosity, where I want to play God, omnipotent, I am God, I know better than what you do, than what you think you should do for yourself, because I'm so, you know, I'm so judgmental, I know so many things, I'm 65, hey, I've been around the block a few times, so y'all need to listen to me, what I think. Also, defiance is another big thing of mine. And I'm a person that will implode. I won't explode. So you won't see me raising my middle finger to you inside my mind, inside my heart, whatever you tell me. You know, you can tell me, don't stand there and smoke a cigarette. Okay, I won't. And you walk away, I'm going to be standing right there because I'm defiant. You know, what am I going to get? Even you don't even know that I'm defiant. You don't have to know. As long as I know and I can feel it, then we're on. It's on and cracking, you know. I have to watch. I have to be careful with that, too. I have to turn that over to God, because sometimes that can get me in a lot of trouble. And another one that I carry is impatience. I have impatience with everything I do, with myself, with the way I feel. I'm not recovering fast enough, or I'm not doing something fast enough or right enough. I see everybody else being better at things, or, you know, getting a big God, and how come I'm stuck? How come I'm in grief? Or how come I'm in alcoholism? Nobody understands me. Nobody understands what I'm going through. And that's what my ego will say to me on a daily basis. You know, it started keeping me away from meetings, but I've returned. You know, I've returned because I know this is where I need to be. I know a lot of people can get this. They can stop drinking in other manners or forms. A lot of people go to church. You know, this church is here. But for me, I need more than that. I need a big God, but I also need human help. I need instructions. I need guidelines in order to live my best life, my fullest life. So that's what I try to do every day, but it is challenging. It is, because I have a lot of fear, like I was keep mentioning. But deep down, we all have fear. We all have fear of the future. Even though it may not rag on you so much in your mind, I don't know what God has for me tomorrow. But do I have the faith? Am I willing to keep my faith strong? Am I willing to keep my hope strong for a better day tomorrow? You know, for people to get well that are sick, you know, or for wars to come to an end. You know, I have that faith and I have that hope and love inside myself. I can't get everybody to agree with that or to understand or whatever it is they need to do. But my faith is strong. Sometimes I don't always make the right decision. Sometimes I directly make the wrong decisions that I know I should have gone back. I have to make amends, or I have to think things through differently next time, because I'm telling you, my ego, it's the biggest foe that I have, and it lives right inside me. It lives right in here, and that's all it does. It doesn't rule my heart, because God's in my heart. I try to keep God in my heart, but let me tell you, they call alcohol spirits for a reason, and it's a bad one that lives inside my ego, inside my brain. I'm just glad that I'm able to see that now. And when those feelings of grandiosity and omnipotence, and I want to tell you how you should live your life, or I think I should be in a better place, I have to stop before it gets out of control. And I talk to God and I say, God, is this what I'm supposed to be? Is this where I'm supposed to be right now in this moment? Am I living in happiness and peace, or am I full of fear, unpeaceful in my mind? I always want to choose peace. I always want to try to choose God. And, you know, I'm just really grateful to be here. I'm really glad to be with you people and speaking tonight. So thank you for letting me share.